let's be hopeful that they'll give us something to cheer for on and off the field.
Amanda Nickerson is director of UB's Alberti Center for Bullying and Abuse Prevention. Incognito has been out of football since his suspension. A 144-page report following an NFL investigation concluded a pattern of harassment by Incognito against Martin that included racial slurs.
Incognito has enough of a track record of a pattern of behavior of bullying, harassment, that it's unlikely that that would all of a sudden change. And so it is a little bit disheartening knowing that he's coming to our community.
Nickerson says there's a lot of talk about a second chance and giving someone the right to change their behavior. Nickerson wants to remain optimistic, and she says this could be an opportunity for the Buffalo Bills and NFL to let the public know they don't embrace bullying behavior. But what about children who idolize sports figures?
Pro athletes and the Bills, I mean, that's who kids look up to, I dare say, certainly more than me as a researcher, but even more than their parents at times, because those are the people that they idolize and want to cheer for.
In a written statement, Pegula noted that he and the Bills are convinced Incognito is prepared to move forward and will continue to take necessary steps to improve himself as both a person and teammate. This, by the way, is the second time Incognito will play with the Bills. He was with the team a short time back in 2009, but played just three games. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.